Welcome to the Weekly Word News Podcast. This is Ryan Gonzalez, your host. The show of Wednesday, April 26, 2006. Episode 2. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Ryan Gonzalez, and the Weekly Word Podcast is going to we changed it. It's now just going to cover tech, news, games, and we're going to have talk discussions with some of our local tech guys. So we're gonna do the discussions in next episode, while we're gonna start doing the Backseat Gamer segment, Tech Type, and Create Your Own segment, Niche News, this week. So we're gonna be having that on this episode of the Weekly Word News Podcast. Backseat Gamer Review of the Week goes to Kingdom Hearts 2, and we're going to be reviewing it. We're going to be giving some tips on defeating Sephiroth later in game to get the special Fenrir Keyblade. We're going to show you how to do it and what you need to do it with. First off, I'd like to say that Kingdom Hearts 2 is possibly one of the best video games I've ever played. It's fun. It's not too complicated, except for certain areas. It's definitely not as complicated as in the last game. It's much easier to learn. It has a better combat system. They've made the magic system much easier to use in this game, and they actually are worth something instead of just using the Keyblade the whole time. They've also added many new worlds and stories that they did include into the first game. Especially, some of my favorite worlds are Tron, the Timeless River, the Mulan stage, and the world that never was, which is the final stage. The combat system has been totally updated with new reaction commands, where if something happens that can only happen at a certain time, you press the triangle button and a certain move will happen. It's like the reaction buttons in God of War, or the reaction buttons in Resident Evil 4, which add a lot of depth and movie-like quality to Kingdom Hearts 2. To be able to appreciate the story in Kingdom Hearts 2, you really need to play both the Kingdom Hearts 1 game for PlayStation 2 and the GBA game Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, which will clue you in a bunch of the plot points in Kingdom Hearts 2, and it won't confuse you as much if you play those games. And the story in this game is fantastic. It is the best. It's the best story that I've seen out of adventure game like Kingdom Hearts in a while, except for God of War, which that was a great story too. The RPG elements in this game have been kind of taken out, but it's still there in essence, but it's still a pretty good RPG like adventure game. Moving on to the Backseat Gamer cheats or tutorial on how to beat Sephiroth near the end of Kingdom Hearts 2. Sephiroth is the hardest boss in Kingdom Hearts 2, and I'm pretty sure that's a fact. You have to take out 15 of his life bars to defeat him, which is a great feat in itself. And to be able to defeat Sephiroth, you need to be at least a level 60. And you need to have Ultima Keyblade. After the cutscene, at the very beginning of the fight, well, right after the cutscene, you need to start pressing triangle, because immediately he's gonna start attacking. So you need to dodge that attack. Okay. After you dodge that attack, go straight up and attack him, because that dodge gave you time to attack him, and maybe within that time you can get maybe one of his bars down. Now you need to keep doing this, dodge that attack. Oh, I forgot to say that to prepare for this, you need to map Reflect Aga, High Potion, Ether, and Cure Aga to your quick buttons, so you can reflect his dark orbs or whatever. You can cure yourself fast. You can cure yourself fully with the High Potion. You can cure yourself even when your magic is totally gone with the Ether, and that's really gonna help you on your way to defeat Sephiroth. Now you really need to keep dodging his attacks. Use Reflect Aga to reflect back the dark orbs, and you need to spare your High Potions and Ethers. Use them wisely. That will help you very much. Keep your magic level at an okay distance, because if you use the magic too much, you won't be able to cure yourself when you're out of High Potion or Ether. So by the time you get him down to 4 or 5 bars, he'll start waning down. He'll start getting a little bit harder, so you need to kill him quickly once you get down to 4 or 5 bars, because that's what's gonna change what happens, your outcome of the battle. Because I got down to 4 or 5 bars multiple times, but whenever I got down to 4 or 5 bars, I couldn't kill him because I took my time. So you need to kill him quickly once you get him to 4 or 5 bars, and that is your Backseat Gamer tutorial for Kingdom Hearts 2. I give Kingdom Hearts 2 9 Keyblades out of 10. Okay, moving on. Our tech type story of the day is going to be about Dig.com, the social news networking site that lets you, the user, submit any type of interesting news that you think anybody would like. And it allows you to gain the votes of your peers to upgrade your story onto the Dig.com homepage. Dig.com has been around for about a year and a half or 2 years, and it was created by former G4 TV or Tech TV host Kevin Rose. It was designed as just like a little side project about a year and a half or 2 years ago, and it grew into a gigantic site for anything about tech. And later this year, Kevin is going to be moving on Dig to other types of news like pop culture and world news instead of just tech and design, which describes Dig as more like a niche type of news site. So it's going to be expanding over the summer into a much more diverse, bigger thing. And we're going to be watching for that later. Dig.com has a great comment system. It has many users that create quality stories, or I mean submit quality stories to Dig that get onto the homepage. Well, now, before it used to be a solid number of digs, which are votes that allow stories to upgrade to the homepage. It used to take a solid number of digs to be upgraded to the homepage, but now they've, over the last year or so, they've upgraded to and changed the algorithm in, of upgrading stories instead of a solid number of digs, which has its ups or bad sides, but it's great. And Dig constantly has stories that you would never, you'd not find unless you went on there. I'd take a look at the Dig All section, because that has some stories that are great, but don't necessarily get all the votes that they need to get onto the homepage. And it's, Dig is just a wonderful site, and I hope they continue to evolve into something better, greater, and more diverse in the coming years. And I'd like to give a shout out to Kevin Rose for everything he did at Tech TV and G4 TV. If it wasn't for him, I would not be doing any kind of tech stuff, because he and all the other Tech TV guys inspired me to get into tech, and they are awesome. And that's Dig, and that's the Tech Type of the Week on Dig.com. That's DIGG.com, the social news networking site. In this segment, we're going to be, in later episodes in this segment, we're going to be getting emails from you, our viewers, about what you guys think about what I've been saying, what others have been saying, and what you guys think about the news in the last week on tech and games and on my niche news, which I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do now. I might be able to get it in the next episode, but I'll see if I can do it in this episode. We are going to be expanding soon, and we will have three idiots and a topic, which is our talk on anything and everything in tech and niche news and our backseat gamer. And we're going to be working on that for the next week. And I'm going to be getting some more hosts to come on instead of just me. And we're going to be expanding. Send in your Dear Bob emails to rmg7344@yahoo.com. That's rmg7344@yahoo.com. The 73 and the 44 are numbers. They're not written out as words. And we're going to be airing some of your Dear Bob letters next week. Our niche news of the week is about the Chernobyl crumbling, which the shelter over Ukraine's Chernobyl nuclear power plant is crumbling because birds and rainwater are inside the steel concrete shelter, and officials are worrying about what is getting out. The sarcophagus, or what the shelter of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant is called the sarcophagus, which is about 700,000 tons of steel and 400,000 tons of concrete, which was built to seal the radioactive fuel inside the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Officials are worried that it could begin again, which means the radiation could start spewing out again and start mutating people once again, like they did back in the 80s. But some people are saying it's stable, but some authorities also say that the roof is not sealed properly, and the priority now is to stabilize the sarcophagus. It is imperative that they fix this before more people get hurt, but I'd like to see what happens after that. That is our niche news of the week, brought to you by, well, I got that from dig.com, and the URL to find that is, dig.com/science/Chernobyl_shelter_is_crumbling. That's the URL for the story, and that's the niche news of the week. In this area, we'd be featuring our three idiots and the topic, but today we don't have a discussion, and I don't have anybody to be the two other idiots, so next week we're going to try to start doing that. Send us your Dear Bob emails, watch the next podcast, and look on rmgg.wordpress.com for updates. And that is the Weekly Word News of the Week. I'd like to say goodbye. This is Ryan Gonzalez.